We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Kuf Chaf Vav. We left off in the middle of Sif Beis, which starts at on the bottom of page 300. So we'll read the Mechaber again in Sif Beis, and then we'll pick up in the Mishabura on the next page on Kuf Nun Aleph. The Mechaber told us, Shliatzibur Shetoa Ve'enu Yodea Lachzer L'Mekomo, a chazan who was davening and he made a mistake, and he's not able to fix himself and pull himself together to go back to where he's up to. So Yamod Acher Tachtov, they should place someone else in his stead. Umaschil mitchilas habrocha sheto'a zeh imhoya hatos ben tse'ios. And the Mechaber says that he should start from the beginning of the brocha in which the first chazan made the mistake. And then the Mechaber ends off on the top line of Kuf Nun Aleph. If the mistake and where the first chazan was thrown off was in the first three brachos, the one who takes over should start from the beginning of Shmona Esrei. And if it's in the last three brachos, he should begin from Mitzei. So he had just read the Mishabura in Sivkotan Yud, which took us all the way till page Kufnan Aleph, and we were up to note number 7 that I wanted to read, but the Mishabura had just told us that L'chadchilu, you should start from the beginning of the bracha. But b'di'evit, if you started from the place where he left off in the middle of the bracha, as long as it has the concepts of the bracha and the ending bracha there, so it would still be okay b'di'evit. So in note number 7, which is the top note across on page Kuf Nun Aleph, he writes, v'chein b'shabbis v'yom tov im hisril ha'shenim yamokum shehifzik harishon. So too on Shabbos and Yontif. If the second person takes over from the place where the first one left off, Kasav HaTorah Chayim She'im Lo Chiser Elodover She'im Me'ikir Inyan HaBracha. If the only parts that the second chazan is leaving over is parts that are not crucial to the bracha, V'gam Chosam Kahogin, and he also ended it properly, Ein Tzarach Lachzor, he wouldn't have to go back, but the evidence would be okay. V'ha'aruch HaShulchan Kasav She'vitfilas Musaf B'Shabbos V'Yom Tov. On Musaf of Shabbos and Yontif, Iker Behenu Askaros Karbonos HaMusaf. The main part of the middle bracha there is the Karbon Musaf that's being discussed. So in Hifzik HaRishon Kodem HaKarbonos, if the first chazan left off before the Karbonos, Yochel HaShiatzibur HaSheni Af L'Chadchila LaHaskel Misham. The second chazan can even L'Chadchila take over where the first one left off because he's getting there in time for the Karbonos, which is the Iker part of the bracha. Ubetfilas Musaf Shor Rosh Hashanah in Hifzik HaShatz Be'emtza Malchios HaZechronos. If on the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, the first Shiatzibur leaves off in the middle of Malchios HaZechronos, the Shvilei David writes, Shem B'diyevet Hiskel HaShatz HaSheni V'Psukei Malchios HaZechronos, as long as he goes back and starts from the beginning of the Psukim of Malchios HaZechronos, which is the Iker, Yatzri Dechova, that would be okay. And now we're going to pick up in the Mishabura in Sivkotan Yud Aleph, on that which the Mechaber said that if the mistake the first Chazan made, which threw him off, was in the first three Brachos, the new Chazan must start from the beginning. Says the Mishabura, the Shalosh Rishonos Vishalosh Achronos Chashuvos Kechada Bracha. The first three Brachos and the last three Brachos are each considered one long Bracha. Ve'ein L'chalei Chada Bracha L'shnei Anoshim. You should not split one Bracha between two people. And therefore, if he gets thrown off in the middle of the first three Brachos, the new Chazan should start from the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei to get that large three-section Bracha together. U'mishum hachi ein chilok bein shetoa v'dileg Bracha achas me'ashalosh Brachos. Therefore, it doesn't matter if his mistake was that he skipped one of those three brachos, or if he made a mistake and he got silenced in the middle of a bracha, or between one of those three brachos. Either way, b'chol gavni, in all cases like this, b'sholosh rishonos chozer l'rosh. In the first three brachos, it goes back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. U'b'achronos chozer l'rtzei. The last three brachos, it goes back to the beginning of Rtzei. Kein kosav benishmas odom klal chofei. V'chein kosav agonar b'kiv'eger b'chidushav. Shahora l'chazen shenechlash b'yom ha-kipurin b'tfila shachris b'payit shel seder kedusha. There are k'v'eger paskin for a chazen that got weak on Yom Kippur. During the piyutim of shachris, in the third bracha, v'hutzrach acher leir lifnei ha-teva, and it required a replacement chazen to take over in the middle of the third bracha in the piyutim, Rabbi Akiva Eger Paskin sheyachzor meirosh ha-tfilo ubelo amiras ha-payit. So Rabbi Akiva Eger Paskin, the second chazen, should go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, but he can leave off the piyutim that they said already. Now there's a note that I want to read over here from the page before. If you go turn the page back to page 300, the last note, I think this is the more appropriate place to read this note. Note number 6. Ubemaisa shenechlash hashatz b'tfilashachar shel yom kippur b'piyutim shebebracha shlishis. Mamish, the same case that we have a psak of Rabbi Eger in the Mishabura, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman had the same Shiloh come to him. The Chazan got weak and Shachris of Yom Kippur during the piyutim of the third bracha. Hora Hagon Shlomo Zalman Arbach, an interesting psak. Sheyavor Acher Tachto Viyomer Esa Piyutim. Another Chazan should take over and finish up the piyutim. Ula Amiras Kadosh Ata. And for the very end of the bracha, which starts off Kadosh Ata at Siyum Bracha Zu, until the end of Baruch Ato Hashem Melech HaKadosh, Yachzor Hashatz HaRishon. Let the first chazan come back and finish the bracha that he started. Just have the second chazan doing the piyutim, which are not as ikir to the bracha. Let the first chazan come back and finish the bracha that he did. That way he finished the first three brachos completely. V'shuv Yavur Hashatz HaSheni Tachto V'yamshech Atziyam HaTfilah. And then Rosh Shlomo Zalman said that you should have the second chazan take over now for the rest of Shmoneh Esrei. So Rekiv Eger required that the new chazan goes from the beginning, and Shlomo Zalman seemed to think that as long as the second chazan just helped him with the piyutim, and the first chazan comes back and finishes the bracha, then that's enough of a completion of the first three brachos, and the new chazan could take over now from the fourth bracha. Continues the Mishabura, we're right smack in the middle of Sefkoton Yud Aleph. Shliach tzibur shu kohen. If the chazan was a kohen, who beemtza tefila noda shemes echad bebatim asmuchim, and in the middle of chazaras hashatz, they found out that someone had passed away in one of the houses attached to the shul. So then, what do? He's a kohen. The shul is attached to this house that a mace is in. So im efshir listom apsachim vachalono shabes haknesas o shel bayis shamesham. If you're able to close up the windows, close up any openings that are. Open between the shul and the house, afal pi sheyesh od tumah derabanan, even though there still would remain some tumah derabanan, ein tzarach lohodia l'shliach tzibur ad sheyigmor tefilaso. In that case, you don't have to tell the chazan, he's busy with his chazaras hashatz, as long as you can close up the doors and the windows, so just do that, let him finish his tefila, don't interrupt him. Miu vada im siyem tefilaso belachash. However, in brackets, the Mishabur writes, but if the chazan had just finished his silent Shmoneh Esrei, v'lo hischil adayim bekol ram, and he didn't yet start chazaras hashatz, yomru lo v'yetze, you should inform him about the mace, and he should leave. V'yachzor acher bekol ram, and someone else should take over for chazaras hashatz. Aval im iyav shor lizar bazeh, but if you can't close up the windows that are between these two houses, tzarech lotzeis v'afilu b'emtza tefila, then the chazan who's a kohen must go out, even if it's in the middle of chazaras hashatz. V'asheni ha'omei tachtov, and the second one who takes over, yaschil mitchilas bracha, he should start from the beginning of the bracha, imhu ba'emtzi'ios, if it is in the middle brachos. Obviously, if it's in the first three, he would start from the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. If it's in the last three, he would start from Mitzei, but he would follow those rules. Let's continue now in the Mechaber and Siv Gimel. On page Kuf Nun Aleph, the second line. Kol mokom shayachir chozer umispalel. Any scenario in which an individual who is davening, he would have to go back and daven, Shliach tzibur chozer umispalel imto kimoso. A shliach tzibur has to go back and daven if he made the same mistake. Kishimispalel b'korom, when he's davening out loud, chazar sashatz. So the chazan has to repeat Shmoneh Esrei just like a yochid has to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Chutz mi shachris shel Rosh Chodesh, except for shachris of Rosh Chodesh, and the Bir Halacha points out v'hu adin chol hamoed, and also shachris of chol hamoed. If the chazan left off yalav yavo in shachris during chazaras hashatz at shehishlim tefilaso, till he finished the entire Shmoneh Esrei, which normally would require a yachid to go back and daven the whole Shmoneh Esrei again, but in this case ein machzirin also, we do not require the chazan to go back and repeat chazaras hashatz mipnei tarach atzibur, because it would be a tirchel atzibur. He finished the whole Shmoneh Esrei, not to start it all again. So that would be an exception to this rule. Sharei tefilas hamusafin lefonov shumaskir barosh chodesh. Because in front of him is Tfilas Musaf, in which Rosh Chodesh would be mentioned anyway. So even though he missed it in Shachris, he'll catch it in Musaf, and therefore, because of Tirchel Tzibura, we will not require him to go back and repeat the Chazar Shashatz. Aval in Nisgar Kodem Sheshlim Tfilaso, but if he realizes he forgot Yalav Yavo when he's in the middle of Sim Shalom before he finished Shmoneh Esrei, then Chozel Ritzei, then he would go back to Ritzei. The Ein Bezeh Tarach Tzibur, that wouldn't be a Tirchel Tzibura, it's not going back so far. Says the Rama, Yesh Omrim de Imta'a b'shachris shal Shabbos v'yom tov. Some say that if a person made a mistake in shachris of Shabbos and Yom Tov, and we'll see in the Mishabur, that means that he davened the weekday Shmoneh Esrei, dino kamo b'Rosh Chodesh. The din is the same as Rosh Chodesh. If he davened the weekday Shmoneh Esrei for shachris of Shabbos or Yom Tov by accident in his Chazar Shashatz, that he would not have to go back, v'hochi nog, and that is the minog. So now let's see the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah begins in Sivkatan Yud Beis. We said the Chazan forgot to say Yalav V'Yavol. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ule'inyan Yachid im Shachach Ayin Le'el B'Simen Kufchav Dalet Sivyut, to see the rules of a Yachid that forgot it, which we're saying you follow the same rules. So look earlier in Simen Kuf Chav Dalet Sif Yud. Sif Koton Yud Gimel V'lo Hisir Yalav Yavo. V'im Shochach Mashiv HaRuach V'talu Mata Ruchi HaGavna. But if the Chazan forgot one of the other insertions that require you to go back, i.e. Mashiv HaRuach, or V'sein Talu Mata, or anything similar, Machzirin also, then we make the Chazan go back as well. Didafka B'Yalav Yavo. It's specifically by Yalav Yavo. Mivdei Shezikaron Echad Ola Lakan Ulakan. Because one mentioning of Rosh Chodesh, even in Musaf, will cover here and here, will cover Shachars and Musaf. Now this is funny, what exactly is the chilul between Yalav Yavo and Mashiv HaRuach? He's going to say Mashiv HaRuach in Musaf as well. So I saw explained that it's Mashiv from the Levush, that the pshat is that when the Shiat Tzibur is repeating the Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Chodesh and he's saying Yalav Yavo, the purpose of his repetition and his mentioning Yalav Yavo is to announce the Tzibur that it's Rosh Chodesh. And I remember we saw this concept one time earlier. I don't remember where it was, but we saw this idea that the Chazan, when he's saying Yalav Yavo in his repetition of Shemoneh Esrei, it's for purposes of announcement that it's Rosh Chodesh, even though it's funny because they already said it in their silent Shemoneh Esrei. But that's the purpose of it. Masha'enki, when it comes to Mashiv HaRuach or Sein Talumotar, there it's part of the Etzem Tefillah. So therefore, if he doesn't say it, he has to go back. It's not a point of mentioning it. If Yalav Yavo is only a point of announcing that it's Rosh Chodesh, so if he's anyway going to say it in Musaf that it's Rosh Chodesh, so he does not have to go back for Shachros. That's the Hezber over here. Lefid Levush. Sivkoton Yudalud is going on that which the Ramah added on, that some say that when it comes to Shachris on Shabbos or Yontif, if the Chazan messed up and he said a weekday Shemoneh Esrei, he also will not have to go back. L'hochi Nohug. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkoton Yudalud, Rotzalomer means to say Sheshachach v'hispalo Shochol. Like I mentioned, the case is that he mistakenly said a weekday Shemoneh Esrei by Shachris of Shabbos or Yontif. Velo hiskir me'inyano shel Shabbos v'yom tov. He totally left off the topic of Shabbos and Yontif. V'hishlim tfilaso. And he finished all of davening. And therefore, it would follow the same thing. He finished all of davening, so he'll mention Shabbos or Yontif during Musaf. Avol im nisgar kodem shishim tfilaso. But if he realizes a mistake before he finished his tfila, choser liyismach Moshe. If it's Shabbos, he'll go back to Yismach Moshe, the beginning of the fourth bracha. O biyom tov la'ata b'chartanu. Or if it's Yontif, he'll go back to Ata b'chartanu. Kein kasav ha'primi gadim. That is what the Primi Gadim writes. That the din of the Ramah, that's applying what the Mechaber said by Yalav Yavo, he's applying it by Shabbos and Yontif. It follows the same rules that only if he finished the entire Shemoneh Esrei, he will not have to go back. But if he's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, he would go back to Yismach Moshe or Ata b'chartanu. Then the Mishnah Berurah ends off and says, "Umidivrei harav b'hagol lekamon b'simen reish samaches sevhei k'tzas lo mashmakein." According to the Ramah, later on, it's a little bit not mashma that way. What does he mean? So if you look at note 14, he'll explain why it's a little bit not mashma that way. So the Mishnah Berurah is making a diuk in the Ramah later on. So in note 14, he brings down what the Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchos Shabbos, "Sheim tov v'espal shalchol b'Shabbos." Important halacha: a person accidentally davened a weekday Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos. V'lo hiskir as Shabbos. He didn't mention Shabbos at all. So the din is like this: the Mechaber paskins im oka, and this that we hold im oka radlov. If he finished with Esrei, chozel arosh atzvila. He has to daven again. He davened a weekday Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos. You got to daven again. The im lo oka radlov. If he realized it in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, chozer rakla shel Shabbos. He goes back to the fourth bracha. So that's the halacha. Any bracha that you realize that you're davening a weekday Shemoneh Esrei, the halacha actually is you finish the bracha that you're saying. You finish the weekday bracha, and then you go back to Yismach Moshe, because the weekday bracha is Nogeya to Shabbos also. We just didn't want to be Matriach, and we make a shorter Shemoneh Esrei, but it's all Nogeya to Shabbos as well. And therefore, that's the halacha that the Mechaber says. So if you finish the whole Shemoneh Esrei, you start again. You realize in the middle, you go back to Yismach Moshe. Says the Ramah over there, V'shliat tzibur sheshochach shel Shabbos b'shachris. But the Chazan, says the Ramah, who forgot to mention Shabbos and Shachris, ayin simin kuv chavav, which is our simin. He says, ayin over here, the tochen shehevin ha-Mishnah Berurah, and it's very likely that the Chofetz Chaim understood that Ramah, shekavonos ha-Ramah hi she'ein dino shel ha-shatz kedin ha-yochid, that the din of the Shiat Tzibur is not like the din of a yochid at all. Va'afilu im lo sayim es tfilo, so ain't tzarech lachzor. And even if the Chazan didn't finish, he doesn't have to go back. The kan mavur shebaofen zetzarach lachzor. And here it's mashma that in that scenario he has to go back. In other words, the Mishabura seems to be medaik in the Ramah later on. The Ramah says over there, after the Mechaber says, for a yachid, if you finish Shmoneh Esrei, you daven again. If you are in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you go back to the beginning. He says, but for the chazan, look in the Simen Kuf Chavav. So the Mishabura understands that the Ramah is coming to argue on both of these, that the chazan is different than a yachid in both scenarios, that no matter what, even if the chazan realizes a mistake in the middle, he also doesn't go back. But here it's mashma that only if he finishes Shmoneh Esrei, he goes back, but if he realizes in the middle, the chazan would go back. So that's what the Mishabura means over here when he says that from the Ramah later on, it's ktsas lo mashma kain, it's a little bit not mashma like the Prima Gadam just explained, the Ramah over here. And we'll see one more Mishabura, then we'll see an interesting Bir Halacha. The Mishabura ends off in Zekadon Tezvav and says, Dino Kmobu Rosh Chodesh. Again, the Ramah says there's a Yesh Omim that Shabbos and Yontef Shachas, if you daven a weekday Shmoneh Esrei, will have the same din as Rosh Chodesh, that the Chazan won't go back if he finishes Shmoneh Esrei. HaLevush Hevi Deos Bazevelo Achriya. The Levush brought different opinions in this, and he was not Machriya. Aval HaAchronim Kosvu Karav. But the Achronim come out passing like the Ramah, that it is true, in fact, that the Chazan, if he davened a weekday Shmoneh Esrei, and he finished Shmoneh Esrei, he would not have to go back to daven the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei again. Now we're going to take a look at the Bir Halacha, the third to last line. The Ramah said, V'hochi Nohug. So says the Bir Halacha, I am a Mishabura B'Shem HaPrimigadim. Look what we just mentioned in the Mishabura B'Shem HaPrimigadim. The Din Zeh Ayri B'Mish Yishlam Tvilaso. The Primigadim said this Din of the Ramah is only if the Chazan finished his Shmoneh Esrei. So the Din of the Ramah is the Chazan davened an entire weekday Shmoneh Esrei for Chazar Hashatz of Shabbos or Yontef Shachris. So he doesn't have to go back. V'nei be'emes dinze eino matzui klal. Says the Bir Halacha, that's so unlikely. You have a whole shul full of people, and the chazan is having a weekday Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos, and no one chaps till he finishes the whole Shmoneh Esrei. That's a funny scenario for the Ramah to bring in, and that's the minhag, like as if it comes up. It's such a far out case. Says the Bir Halacha, v'nei be'emes dinze eino matzui klal shelo yaski yirua hashom ma'achi yashem tefilaso. How could the Prima Gadim be right that this din is talking about where no one corrects until he finishes the whole Shmoneh Esrei? How unlikely is that? He's saying all these brachos and no one chaps on. Everyone's spacing out. Even if you want to say not like the Prima Gadim, he didn't finish the Shmoneh Esrei. Continues the Bir Halacha on the next page. Gam kein eino matzui. It's also very not likely she yispalo kol habrachos haemtzios v'lo yaskiru. It's unlikely that he davened all the middle brachos of the weekday and no one corrected him. De'imhu ad omer adayim besoch habracha. Because if he's in the middle of the middle brachos, there everyone's going to agree the chazan should go back. So even now, like the Prima Gadim means he's in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, but he finished the middle brachos. How unlikely are these scenarios that he either finished the whole Shmoneh Esrei the Prima Gadim, or he finished the middle brachos, which is a lot of middle brachos during the week. He davened the weekday Shmoneh Esrei and no one corrected him. And then the Bir Halacha says pshat in the Ramah. Beautiful pshat. Good chap. V'ulai, maybe, the kavanas ha-Ramah b'mashakosa v'hochi nog. Maybe what the Ramah means when he says that's the minhug, le'inyanim chal Shabbos v'yom tov b'yachad, like we had last week on Pesach, and 2 weeks ago on Pesach. We had it twice. That it was Shabbos and Yom Tov together. And v'shochach ha-shatzivur lahas yishol Shabbos. He davened the other davening and he forgot to add in the little brackets for Shabbos. That's a very likely case. That's also very likely that people didn't catch it. It's a couple of words here, a couple of words there. That no one chap. The Mahani Bameshi Yaskir Shel Shabbos Musaf Gamla Shel Shachris. That's possibly, says the Bir Halacha, what the Ramah means, that if it was Shabbos and Yontif, and he forgot to mention Shabbos, and he finishes whole Shmoneh Esrei, and only afterwards they realize it, then we'll say he doesn't have to go back, he'll mention Shabbos anyway in the Yontif Musaf Shmoneh Esrei. And that would be a more likely scenario that people would not hop on to the mistake that was made. It's a much more subtle mistake than davening either 19 brachos of the weekday Shmoneh Esrei or the middle, whatever, 13 brachos. That's so unlikely. Back to page Kuf Nun Aleph. Let's finish up the Simen and let's do Sif Dalad. In Tosh Leachtzibur Kishehispalo Balachash. Till now in Sif Gimel, we're discussing the Chazan, or in the earlier Sifim, we're discussing the Chazan making a mistake in his Chazar Sashatz. And now we're going to discuss the mistakes that nobody knows about in his silent Shmoneh Esrei. Im tosh la'atzibur gishpal belachash. The Chazan makes a mistake in his silent Shmoneh Esrei. La'olam eino chozer umispal sheinis. He never goes back and repeats Shmoneh Esrei. Mipnei torach atzibur. That will be a big tirchel atzibur. They're going to have to wait forever. Elo, what does he do? Somech al hatfila sheyispala b'kol rom. He can rely on his repetition of Shemoneh Esrei. He's davening again anyway, so that can count for him as his real Shemoneh Esrei. V'hu shelo tov b'shalosh rishonos. That's only if he didn't make a mistake in the first three brachos. If he makes a mistake in the first three brachos, then he goes back like any other yachid. That wouldn't be a tircha letziburah. He's in the first three brachos, then he would go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. No one would know. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Tazayin. That's all good with Shacharis and Mincha, where there's Chazar Shashatz. But let's say it's Mariv, and by Mariv there's no Chazar Shashatz, so the Chazan's davening silently. He made a mistake. If he makes a mistake in his silent and only Shemoneh Esrei by Mariv, Choser, he has to go back. Because he has nothing to rely on. But interesting Shiloh that they ask in the notes, could he say Kaddish Tiskabel afterwards? He's repeating Shemoneh Esrei. I mean, the whole Tzibur is not going to wait for him now to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. It's going to be another 5 minutes. Could he say Kaddish Tiskabel? He wasn't Yotzei Tefillah. He has to daven again. Does he daven before the Kaddish? Everyone has to wait. Does he daven afterwards? So if you look in the back of the Sefer, you don't have to look there. It's one line. Note 16, he writes, V'Kaddish Tiskabel, Rechai Kineski says, She'yochol lomer af kodem shechozer l'espal shenis. He could say Kaddish Tiskabel, finish Mariv, and then he could daven Shemoneh Esrei again by himself. He does not have to have the Tzibur waiting for him. That's the point that Rechai Kineski points out over there. Continues the Mishnah Berurah and says, Miu, b'Shabbos, yismuch al bracha me'ein sheva. However, if his mistake is on Mariv of Shabbos, where he's going to say Birchas me'ein sheva afterwards, then if he made a mistake that has him going back, he doesn't have to go back, he can rely b'dyeved on the bracha me'ein sheva, which we've seen earlier. It's no worse than an individual in the tzibur who's allowed to rely on that b'dyeved if he has a problem that he can rely on. That's certainly the chazan who's saying it could rely on that. In note 17 in the back, he says, but if his mistake is on yontif that falls out on Shabbos, like we had last week and 2 weeks ago, there the Berlacha writes later on, she'eno yachalot says b'birchas mein sheva. Then you can't rely on the bracha mein sheva, ki kevan shalom maskir b'as yomtov. Because since in the bracha mein sheva we don't mention yontif, you can't be yotze with your yontif and Shabbos davening with bracha mein sheva. It's not mentioning yontif. The same thing would be if a person forgot to mention the yontif when it's Shabbos chalamoid. The Eishel Avram writes she'eno yachalot says b'birchas mein sheva as well. But let's look at note number 15, which is back on across on page Kuf Nun Aleph. In note 15, he writes, "Ukishen niskor b'tauso kodem shesayim est filas halachash." Very important point that the Tehillah David makes over here. We said that if the Chazan makes a mistake in his silent Shemoneh Esrei of Shacharis or Mincha, that requires him to go back. He doesn't have to go back. Just you have another Shemoneh Esrei coming. You have a backup. You're the Shliach Tzibur. You can do Chazar Shashatz. But Dr. Tila David, but stop your Shemoneh Esrei right here. Don't continue your Shemoneh Esrei because it's a bracha levatala. Because now you're not relying on the Shemoneh Esrei anymore. So don't finish up. Stop right there, and now you'll start again when you start your Shemoneh Esrei again. Very important point. V'chein mashav b'ralocha le'el simen kulchav dalet sifyu d'remaskal yochin. Yechavin. Ubitfilo shachris u'mincha v'kadome sheyochal ha'shatz lotzei sh'deichove b'chador ha'shatz. In the scenarios that we're discussing, that shachris u'mincha, and he made a mistake that requires him to go back, that he could just be yotzei with his chazar shashatz. Rechai Kinevsky says, "Shainu dafka kishiyoda kodem chazar shashatz me'atosh shahisul lo b'tzvios alachash." It's only if he chaps his mistake before he starts chazar shashatz. If he doesn't realize his mistake till he's in the middle of chazar shashatz, like, "Oh my gosh, I messed up," then he's not yotzei with his chazar shashatz. He'd have to daven again afterwards, another Shemoneh Esrei. So that when he's starting again his Chazar Shashatz, he should have a mind not only to be motzi anyone who's not a baki, he should also have a mind to be motzi himself in his Shemoneh Esrei. The last part of the note he just points out, and we had this earlier as well, that even though a person is supposed to daven quietly, not out loud, there are tainas on a person davens out loud, he's lacking in emunah. But in this scenario, when he's davening out loud for other reasons and also as a backup for himself, so we don't say that's a problem, that would be okay. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Yud Zayin. The last Mishnah Berurah in the Siman, on that which the Mechaber said at the end, that which he could rely on his Chazar Shashatz, only if the mistake is somewhere after the first three brachos. If the mistake was in the first three brachos, he must go back. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkaton Yud Zayin, V'davka kishen nizkar kodem shehishlim tfiloso. Dafka, if he realizes his mistake in the first three brachos before he finished Shmoneh Esrei, the leis bazet torach tzibur kakal. We say it's not just a big tikkun tzibur. Go back a couple of brachos. Aval achash hishum tfilaso eino chozer. But if he finished the whole Shmoneh Esrei to go back because he forgot mashiv haruach, that would be a major tikkun tzibura that he would not have to do. Kain kasav halavush. That's what the levush writes. V'chein eskimu imo harbi achronim, and so too many achronim agree with him. Ubetur polig umekel afilu bishalosh rishonos b'chol gavni. However, the tour argues with this machaber in all cases. Even in a case where he was in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, the tour holds the chazan will never have to go back. Not only like we just saw in the Levush, if he finished his silent Shmoneh Esrei already, he wouldn't have to go back. But even if he's in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei and he had a mistake in the first three brachos, the tour says he does not have to go back. Vasomech olav lo hifsid. And one who relies on the tour does not lose. You could rely on the tour. That's the chay adam mishem d'al yirabba. And so too it's mashma from the gura that the locha in fact is like the tour. And that is that the bottom line lefi that would be that if you're davening as the chazan by shachris or mincha and you make a mistake even in the first three brachos or anywhere else there, even if you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you would not have to go back to anything. You could just stop where you are, like the Tehillah David says, in order not to have any brachos levatola, if it's not going to be your Shmoneh Esrei, and you could be motzi yourself in your Chazar Shashatz. But like Rav Chaim Kanievsky said, you should have in mind that you're being motzi yourself with that Shmoneh Esrei, and it only works, like we pointed out also, if you realize that you need that Shmoneh Esrei before you started it. If you realize your mistake in the middle, it wouldn't be good. We'll stop here. Emir Hashem, we will finish the Chelek on Sunday. We're going to give this shir on Sunday early. We're going to give this shir. As of now, we're going to do it at 1 o'clock, leading up to the 1:30 mincha. That way we'll be done before the siyum, which will be at 5:30 in Mitzvah Shem in the Blue Ridge Shul for all the families. Yashikayach.